It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings here on Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright, joined by Anthony Grace, a.k.a. the PPR Monster. What's going on, Ant?
Not much, Bill. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm pumped up for Week 3. We got an exciting matchup tonight with an NFC South battle between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Big games on Sunday, and decent game on Monday night, Jets-Bears. We'll see how that one goes, but I'm really looking forward to tonight's game, really looking forward to Sunday's action, and we got a very busy show today, so what can be better?
Yeah, man, we got to jump into it. We got a lot going on today, like you said. Got to get some DraftKings daily fantasy stuff. We got a lot to do today, so let's kick it off, man.
Always fun to say hello to our producer, Kevin Collins. As you know, the youth of America looks up to him. How's it going, Kevin?
It's going well. Is it really fun for you to say hi to me, or do you just feel obligated to do it?
Maybe fun was the wrong description.
I was going to say, I just felt like calling you out on that.
Should I say mandatory?
You don't sound like you're having fun talking.
Obligatory?
Obligatory is probably the best word to use.
Well, you didn't answer my question.
What do you mean?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah,
I've been feeling a little under the weather this week, but I've been trying to get better for the weekend.
You're
get a big Sunday around here, so I want to be my best, you know?
Hey, Pat's home opener. How about it?
Yeah, it feels like forever since we've had a home game. It's been a month at our... It'll have been a month on Sunday. Our last preseason game at home was the 22nd of August, and our home opener is the 21st of September.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time since I've actually seen a football game in person.
Got the Raiders.
Going through withdrawals, Bill. I'm itching. I'm scratching. It's terrible.
Well, like I said, we have big games this weekend, and we have a big show prepared for you today. Some of the topics include we'll go over the latest injury report, tell you who's questionable, probable, doubtful, game time decision. We'll also go over the best buy and overpriced players for DraftKings. By the way, we do have a couple more spots left in our members-only contest. It's $20 to enter, $1,000 up for grabs. You have to be an FF Champs member. You go to ffchamps.com/pats. We will help you win money playing daily fantasy football over at DraftKings. And, of course, we're taking your start and sit questions throughout today's show. The phone number 855-728-7500. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. And don't forget, if you happen to be listening to this show on demand via the Patriots mobile app, on the podcast, on iTunes, you can always hit us up on Twitter. We're always answering questions around the clock at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster for Anthony. I am at Bill Enright, and our good producer, Kevin Collins, is at patchradio_Kev. Kev, I think people are hitting you up on Twitter right now.
Yeah, they even like device. I said to you, Bill, on Tuesday, I think we were talking, they even call in when we're not on the air and try to pick my brain at times.
That's right.
And I'm like,
great.
Hey, I really appreciate it, and I'm glad that you want to know my opinion, but I'm trying to produce another show here, so I have to let you go.
Like I mentioned, hey, last week we did that fantasy challenge over at DraftKings. I challenged everyone to try to beat me. I wanted someone to call in and talk some trash to me, but I finished in second place, and the famous quote from The Wire is, I think it was Omar, it was definitely Omar that said it, when you come at the king, you best not miss. So I finished in second last week. I'm challenging everyone again. If you can try to beat me, there's still a handful of spots left. I believe 10 more spots open, so it's ffchamps.com/pats. Would love to see someone try to come out and beat me in week three. After all, I'm giving you guys my rankings. I'm giving you my best buy and my sleepers and my overpriced players. So it doesn't really get much easier to try to win some money playing fantasy football at DraftKings. Anthony, what do you say we get into some news and notes? Because there are some significant injuries at play this week that can affect a lot of lineup decisions. We'll start at quarterback with Tony Romo. He was experiencing some back tightness. Didn't practice on Wednesday. He was out there on a limited basis on Thursday. I'm not too concerned about Romo, but I am a little bit concerned about how he's been playing.
Yeah, he's been playing pretty bad. I mean, maybe he needs a little bit of rest to get that back together. Obviously, he's probably still not 100% right now, getting that surgery in the offseason. Let him sit. Nobody needs to worry about him. He will play. But again, if he looks bad again this week against the Rams, he's one of those guys we're going to start talking about. You can start benching and if you have a better matchup with a backup quarterback on your bench from weeks coming up.
Another quarterback, a little bit banged up. Didn't play in week two against the Giants. That's Carson Palmer of the Arizona Cardinals taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Interesting quote from his head coach, Bruce Arians. Said Carson Palmer could be out a day or he could be out a month. So this one is a very sticky situation. We're not sure if Palmer's going to play this weekend. And, of course, we saw Drew Stanton under center for the Cardinals if Palmer's not able to go.
Yeah, that's a horrible quote by Bruce Arians. That's pretty vague. I mean, a day or a month. Yeah. I mean, I guess he's going to be out for some period of time. So if you're stuck with starting Carson Palmer as your only quarterback, you waited too long to get one. So, you know, you better find somebody out there on the waiver that can help you out. Because, like Bruce Arians said, he might not be out there this week. He might. We don't know. You find somebody else just to be safe.
Some running back news. Adrian Peterson is pretty much dominating every headline, whether you're looking at ESPN, NFL, Football Nation, or even FF Champs. He was reinstated on Monday by the team, and then less than 48 hours later, they deactivated him. A lot of political pressure, a lot of sponsorship pressure. The NFL, it seems like a little bit of a witch hunt right now with this whole domestic violence issue. In Peterson's case, is considered domestic violence with the child abuse situation. Right now, listen, folks, I do not know what to tell you regarding Adrian Peterson. I wish I had an answer for you. I don't think you can drop him. You're certainly not preparing to play him anytime in the next few weeks. I think he may get suspended for about six games. That's right now my feeling regarding all this. Anthony, what are your thoughts?
He's got to get suspended for some time. I mean, it just has to happen. I mean, the Vikings seem to be going back and forth on the situation. He's deactivated. He's back. He's gone. He's back. It's 48 hours. It's this long. I mean, it's a bad situation for them. I mean, they're going to catch flack no matter what they do. Yeah. If they decide to play this guy, then, you know, they look like the bad guys, looking like they just want to, you know, make money or whatever. So they have to sit him. They have to take a stand. The whole NFL has to do it. I mean, we have more Jonathan Dwyer. I mean, another guy who just got caught. Same thing, domestic abuse and child abuse in the same charge. So
right.
I don't know what's going on in the NFL. This is crazy. Something has to be done. So, I mean, Roger Goodell, somebody's got to put a policy in place and just say, listen, if you get caught doing this, you're done. There's no second chances. We'll let the legal process go through. If you turn out to be guilty, you're out. Bottom line, that's what they have to do, because you have 32 different owners who basically are running teams the way they want. They have some guidelines, but they can kind of do what they want. They're in it to make money. I mean, we all know that's what their main goal is. So
it's business.
Yeah, exactly. So the commissioner's office has to figure out something and say, this is it. Bottom line, you do this, this is what happens. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Anthony, you mentioned Jonathan Dwyer. The Arizona Cardinals deactivated him and put him on the non-football injury list, which essentially ends his season. I'm sure he'll be cut by the end of the year. But Dwyer, not a factor anymore in fantasy football. Remember when Andre Ellington went down with that, or reported that he would miss a couple of weeks, everyone rushed out to the waiver wire, picked up Jonathan Dwyer. Well, guess what? Dwyer's done NFI list for the rest of the year, and Stephon Taylor will take over for the Arizona Cardinals' number two running back.
Yeah, but you know what? Andre Ellington did come back, play week one, played week two. Looks like he's getting stronger every week, so
yeah.
You know, if you get Stephon Taylor and you have Andre Ellington just as a backup, smart decision. If not, you know, Andre Ellington's going to play until he does get hurt and he can't physically be out there.
Some good news for once. How about this one, Ant? Jamaal Charles actually back at practice today, which is a huge surprise because it was reported that he had an ankle sprain, but apparently he was back at practice, cutting, running, sprinting, rolling around, doing some running back drills. So that's good news for all the Jamaal Charles owners out there.
Yeah, Jay Chuck, he's back. Man, a high ankle sprain, this guy. If he plays this week, that's pretty amazing. So, keep our eye on Jamaal Charles. If you went out there and grabbed Nile Davis off your waiver wire, don't get crazy. Don't drop him yet. We have to wait to see what happens. It's probably going to be one of those game-time decisions for Jamaal Charles this week.
And then Andre Ellington is expected to play this weekend despite being listed as questionable. Some other running backs are questionable. Toby Gerhart of the Jacksonville Jaguars, D'Angelo Williams of the Panthers, and Maurice Jones-Drew of the Oakland Raiders. How about some wide receivers? Another good news piece of good news here. A.J. Green back at practice for the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, we weren't expecting this one either.
Yeah, we had Bloody Sunday last week. Everyone started getting real depressed when they were calling in on Tuesday, and now these major names are practicing and questionable to play this week. So I guess on Tuesdays nobody can call in and panic unless someone, you know, like RG3 is dislocating something. You never know what's going to happen. These guys are athletes. They're monsters. That's what they do. They got to go out there and play. And looks like another game time decision for a major stud, AJ Green. He might be playing this week already.
The thing about A.J. Green is the Bengals are on a bye in week four. Right. As an A.J. Green owner, I would almost like to see him sit in week three, rest in week four, come back a little bit healthier in week five.
Yeah, that's all you need is to have A.J. Green go out there and try to play week three and have something even worse happen where he is going to be out for an extended period of time. So I know the Bengals are trying to win a game, but so are we as fantasy owners. So like you said, the best thing for AJ Green owners is if he does sit, get a little extra rest, and he'll come back even better in week five. But, you know, I guess we're going to see what happens Sunday at 12:45.
For the most part, receivers out there are pretty healthy. We're waiting to get the active inactive report for the Atlanta Falcons as Roddy White is questionable. But, hey, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, they played in week two. They're playing on Monday night in week three. I expect them both to play. Receivers pretty much are good to go from an injury standpoint, except, of course, the Jacksonville Jaguars, where Marquise Lee and Cecil Shorts are both doubtful for week three due to hamstring injuries.
Yeah, it's the Jaguars receivers. You're probably not starting either one of them anyway, so not too much going on. But, you know, if Allen Hurns gets out there, you know, maybe he gets a deep touchdown or two again. So Allen Hurns might be fantasy relevant once again week three. Who knows? We'll have to see.
Moving over to tight ends, just two quick notes here. We don't expect to see Washington Redskins tight end Jordan Reed, but we do expect to see Jordan Cameron of the Cleveland Browns. And that kind of just is a quick recap of the injuries that we're keeping an eye on as we head into the weekend for week three.
Yeah, one Jordan in, one Jordan out at the tight end position. So Reed owners, hang on to him on your bench. Cameron owners, throw him in your starting lineup this week.
There you go. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email. Got some phone calls lined up already. We're going to go to Andre in New York City. Hello, Andre.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing great. What do you got for us today?
Awesome. I just got about three questions for you guys real quick.
Okay.
So I was listening to you guys. If AJ Green does not play, would you throw in Mohamed Sanu or Victor Cruz?
If A.J. Green does not play, obviously that will affect where we have Mohamed Sanu ranked. Right now he and Cruz are pretty close on the FFCPI. Sanu is ranked 20th, Victor Cruz 26th. I'd probably go Sanu there.
Okay. And I also have right now Brandon Cooks in the flex. I could always move Brandon Cooks to the wide receiver and then throw Terrence West in the flex.
I like the idea of starting a running back over the wide receiver.
Gotcha. Okay, and then my first question for the other league is, I have a bunch here that I picked up off the waiver wire. I have Justin Forsett, Bobby Rainey tonight, Stephen Ridley, Anquan Boldin.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there, Andre, because with Doug Martin questionable to play in Thursday night's game as we're broadcasting live here on Patriots.com radio, I'm going to tell you to go to Bobby Rainey right away. And I know you love Rainey this week because the Falcons, they stink when it comes to stopping running backs.
The Falcons cannot stop anybody from running on them. I mean, last week, look at Gio Bernard put up over 20 points, and the backup Jeremy Hill still put up, 15 points as well. So,
yeah.
Week one against the Saints, same thing. Ingram and Kyrie Robinson and Pierre Thomas all contributed and put up enough points to be a running back or a flex position. So, if you got Bobby Rainey, play him. Look what he did last week against the Rams. Rainey's going to be perfectly fine. He should have a real good game against the Falcons tonight.
Appreciate the phone call, Andre. Let's move over to Josh in Virginia. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hey, Josh.
What's happening, guys?
What's up, man?
Not a lot. Actually, just doing Twitter Day for the very purpose of following you guys. So congratulations. I was finally convinced to do that. anyway, I'm going to go ahead and rattle these off. I know you guys got a lot of folks to get to.
Okay.
All right. Donald Brown or Stephen Ridley?
Donald Brown.
All right. Macklin, Sanders, Ridley, or Gore?
Macklin, Sanders, Ridley, or Gore. Full point PPR or standard?
Non-PPR.
Macklin, Sanders, Ridley, or Gore. That one's close. I mean, yeah. I think we can rule out Ridley there. it's either Macklin, Sanders, or Gore to me. And since it's a non-PPR, I'm going to go with Frank Gore.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I mean, Gore does have a tough matchup, but, I mean, Macklin had two lucky weeks getting in the end zone, and with Wes Welker coming back and playing in Seattle, it's going to be a tough matchup for Emmanuel Sanders, so Frank Gore is probably going to be your best bet in that flex spot in standard team.
You have another one there for us, Josh?
And then Edelman, Tate, or Crabtree, guys?
Edelman, Tate, or Crabtree. I'm going to go with Julian Edelman. I mean, he's been hot. Tom Brady seems to lock onto him each and every game. He's getting 15 targets in the first 2 weeks. Already has 12 catches on the year, 176 yards and a touchdown. How can you not start this guy at this point, eh?
Yeah, even in standard leagues. I was talking to someone on Twitter either this morning or last night about it. I mean, Edelman's a PPR start no matter what, hands down. But even in standard leagues, like you said, Tom Brady, this is the one guy in the wide receiving core he's going to look for, so... Julian Edelman should be a start in every league, no matter what your scoring system is from here on out until he has a bad game.
Thank you for that phone call, Josh. I think we should move over to some emails now because I don't want to neglect the emailers so early in the show. A couple lineup questions. One of them is from Neil. Afternoon, gentlemen. Some lineup questions for you, if you wouldn't mind. Two leagues, both of them non-PPR. Team one, which quarterback should he go with? Jay Cutler, Matt Ryan, or Tony Romo?
Ooh, this is...
Got three solid quarterbacks there. Ryan with the Thursday night matchup at home. Jay Cutler, Monday night matchup. The Jets have really been struggling against the pass. And then Tony Romo is dealing with a little bit of a back issue right now.
Yeah, my first inclination is to say Jay Cutler just because of what he did last week with that big comeback. He's been throwing well. He's going to have a healthier Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey with him. And the Jets' back end defense is just horrific.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you there. I'd go with Jay Cutler.
Yeah, definitely, Jay Cutler.
The flex spot for our guy Neil, Sproles, Asiata, or Kerry Robinson?
I don't know how you take Darren Sproles out of a lineup right now. I mean, Matt Asiata is going to have a lot of touches, obviously, with Adrian Peterson gone. Same with Kyrie Robinson, but Darren Sproles, man, he's been doing it these 2 weeks, and he's going to keep doing it until a defense can find out how to stop the Eagles' offense with him and Shady in the backfield. It's got to be Darren Sproles.
Even in the non-PPR format, Sproles is just seems like a yardage machine right now. He gets into the end zone. I say it each and every week. I say it each and every year. He's one of my all-time favorite fantasy football players to utilize, and I think he's always underrated, and I think Chip Kelly's one of those coaches, like Sean Payton was with the Saints, that really knows how to utilize Darren Sproles' specialty, which is running the football in space.
He does. And, I mean, so far this year, Shady's got 27 points in a standard league. Sproles has 38. If you can't sit Shady McCoy, you can't sit Darren Sproles.
Tight end question from Neil. Travis Kelce or Charles Clay? Non-PPR.
Non-PPR. Well, I guess I have to side with Kelce on this one. Clay's, I think, more valuable in a PPR league. He hasn't been seeming to do much other than get those short receptions. And Jason Kelce, at least, Travis Kelce's at least getting downfield while he's catching the ball. So he's probably got a better chance to get in the end zone, I think.
Neil has a quick question for two running backs and one flex. Let's go to the running backs first. Andre Ellington, Toby Gerhardt, Stephen Ridley, Bobby Rainey. I think this one's pretty easy.
Gotta go Andre and Bobby there.
There you go. And then for the flex, would you start any of those two running backs over Kelvin Benjamin or Terrence Williams? Non-PPR format.
Man, Kelvin Benjamin's been looking real good this year. He's got a knack for the end zone. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense is not what it used to be. Bright lights on Sunday night. I mean, if Kelvin Benjamin's going to shine and show he's one of the best rookies out there, this is going to be his chance to do it.
Neil says, thank you for the help, guys, as it's always much appreciated. Trying my hand at DraftKings tournament this week with FF Champs. Good luck to you, Neil. And he says, as Bart Scott would say, can't wait. That's Neil in Pennsylvania.
All right, Neil.
Moving over back to the phone lines, 855-728-7500. We got Nick in Boston, 12-team standard league. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great, man.
One of your newest FF Champs members here. So.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
that.
Yeah, thank you. But anyway, so I'm one of the Adrian Peterson casualties here in this team. Unfortunately, took him second overall, so I'm not really happy right now. But so our league, we have one dedicated running back roster slot and two wide receivers, and then the flex is running back, wide receiver, or tight end. And,
okay.
I mean, so I've got I picked up Kyrie Robinson and Trent Richardson, and I'm starting them both right now, one as a running back, one in the flex.
Right.
I was wondering if you think one of the bench players that I have for wide receivers would be an option, because those are the only two non-injured running backs I have right now.
All right, sounds like you're in a rough spot. Sorry to hear about the Adrian Peterson pick. Listen, at the time of the draft, it was the right pick. Who knew that this was going to come up for him in 2014? Certainly, Nostradamus couldn't have predicted this. That being said, who are some of your wide receivers that you might consider starting over Trent Richardson? Because Kerry Robinson's in. So, to me, Trent is the question at flex. So, who do you got at receiver?
Yeah, so my two starting receivers are Michael Floyd and Alshon Jeffrey, of course. But then on my bench, I've got Brandon Cooks, Brian Quick, Mike Evans, and Torrey Smith.
I'd go with Brandon Cooks. I expect some fireworks from the New Orleans Saints this weekend against the Minnesota Vikings at home in the Dome for the first time this year. They're 0-2. That crowd's going to be fired up. They want to see that rookie in action. I think Drew Brees is going to get him the football. So I'd go with Cooks over T-Rich.
Even though he looked kind of good on Monday night, and Jacksonville has a pretty bad defense, so that's the only question in my mind, really.
I think you agree with me here. Trent Richardson probably looked the best he did since coming to the Colts this past weekend on Monday night.
He did. He's starting to look a little bit better slowly as the weeks go on. So he's one of those guys I'm not starting right now, but I'm going to hang on to him. Again, if he looks like even better this week against the Jaguars, he could be one of those flex guys, but Brandon Cooks, I think, is the guy you got to put in there. That Saints-Vikings game is going to put up a whole ton of points.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm going with Brandon Cooks. Even though Trent Richardson looked good, I just think Brandon Cooks is the guy to go with.
Definitely.
Josh in Maine is up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Going great. What's man? Going what do you got on, for man? Us today?
I'm in two leagues with a buddy of mine. I'm playing in both this week. Ooh. So I really want to kick his butt, so I had to give you guys a call.
Okay.
I have a couple guys facing some tough defenses, which made my lineup questions a little bit iffy, so I'm going to make them quick. I need three of these four wideouts: Demaryius Thomas, Antonio Brown, Keenan Allen, Emmanuel Sanders.
All right, let's slow down there just a little bit. I heard Demaryius Thomas, Keenan Allen, Emmanuel Sanders, and
Antonio Brown.
And how many do you need?
Three out of four.
Antonio Brown, Demaryius Thomas, and Keenan Allen. Leave Sanders on the bench.
So I thought. Okay, now running back. Two out of these four running backs.
Okay.
Andre Ellington, Darren Sproles, Pierre Thomas, Rashad Jennings.
I think it's the first two. Anthony, you agree? Ellington, yeah. Sproles.
Ellen Sproles. Ellen Sproles, yeah. Man, especially in a PPR.
Yeah. All right, great. And one last one for a standard league, Garcon or Crabtree?
I really like Garcon. Bounce back game this week. I know he didn't get, one catch last week?
Yeah, one catch for 12 yards.
Yeah, I think that's going to change. Listen, Kirk Cousins had a full week of practice running with the first team. Garcon's typically a target monster, and he's a reception monster.
Yeah.
I put him one spot ahead of Crabtree on our rankings this week, so I don't think you can go wrong with either choice. But I'm going with Garcon. I'm actually using him in DraftKings this week because the price is right. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But I think Garcon's your man.
Okay. I have my membership to FF Champs. Well, thank you for that. You guys made me feel confident in my draft. I did pretty well.
Awesome.
And,
hey, it sounds like it was these players
Josh,
you got.
Josh Gordon's on both my benches. So thanks for that.
Yeah, you got it, man. Hopefully, Josh Gordon probably not going to come back until week 10 or 11, but that's right in time for fantasy football playoffs.
That's all
which
you need.
I think will really help people out in a big way. If
he's
you have the roster
plug,
spot, if you have the space, why not add him?
Yeah, you'd be dumb not to. I mean, last year, that's what I did with Michael Crabtree, and he was coming back late, and he helped me win a championship in a league, just kind of pushed me over the hump, and that's what Josh Gordon's going to do for a lot of people this year. He's going to practice with the team. He's going to do what he's got to do to get his head on straight. After that, once he gets back in there, he's going to look like he didn't miss a beat. I'm willing to guarantee that. Josh Gordon will be ready to go and help you make a playoff run.
Anthony, we have a couple more callers on the line. The emails are flying in. I do want to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go over the best buy and overpriced players for lineups this weekend at DraftKings. We're trying to help everyone win some money playing daily fantasy sports. And plus, more of your stardom and sit-em questions, phone lines, and email coming at you right after this.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company, one that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy, one whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country, one that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. Everyone wants some advice for Week 3 starting lineups, and we're here to give it to you. 855-728-7500. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email. We'll also get into some of our best buy and overpriced players for DraftKings, helping everyone out there win some money playing fantasy football at DraftKings. Again, a couple more spots left open in our FF Champs members-only contest. $1,000 up for grabs. I would love if someone calls in and talk some trash to me for beating my score next week. You got to be a member. FFChamps.com/Pats is how you get in on the action. Let's jump back to the phone lines. Avi in Miami is up next on the Champs. What's up, Avi?
My name is... How are you guys?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Hey, listen, I have two flex questions, you know, based on just some tough matchups this week, and I just wanted your opinion, you know?
Avi, it sounds like you're talking through an underwater pool. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, so much better.
There he is.
Sorry about that, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I got two quick flex questions.
Okay.
Standard league. So I just kind of want to go over my roster and see what you guys think. All right, so for my first question, my roster is for wide receivers. I got Dez Bryant, Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, and Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
For running backs, I got Monte, Andre Ellington, Joyke Bell, which I think is going to be a beast, Jeremy Hill, and Bishop, non-relevant, Sankey. So my question is, should I start Bell? I was thinking of putting Dez and Antonio and Monte and Ellington for running backs and then put Joyke Bell in.
So it's between Joyke Bell, Brandon. Who is the flex question between, Javi?
I don't know. Well, I guess it would be between Joyke Bell and Brandon Cooks or Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Joyke Bell there. I don't even think it's really that close. Antonio Brown and Demaryius Thomas are definitely in, and okay. So are the two running backs you mentioned, Andre Ellington and who was it? Monte Ball?
Monte Ball, yeah.
Yeah, they're in. Yeah,
okay,
you got to leave him in. The Chargers, the Chargers beat him up, dropped 30 points or something on him.
Yeah, that's what
Seahawks
I was thinking, too.
Week.
All right, good. And then for my second question, it's the same question, just a different lineup. My roster here, receivers are Demaryius Thomas, Piercy Harvin, Michael Floyd, Brandon Cooks again, Kelvin Benjamin, and for my running backs, which I'm stacked, I got Matt Forte, Monte Ball, Le'Veon Bell, Terrence West, and Rashad Jennings. So I was thinking of putting Matt Forte, Monte Ball, and Le'Veon Bell, and then put in Piercy and D. Thomas. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I like that, I think.
I mean, I might have to keep Terrence West out. And, I mean, I really want to put Brandon Cooks this week because I agree with you guys. I think he's going to blow up. But to keep Piercy out, you know, I just don't see it, you know. And I know Le'Veon Bell's got a tough matchup against the Panthers, but again, you know, it's part of my 10th commandment, so.
Man,
what do you guys
Le'Veon Bell's looked really good this year. I mean, even last week against the Ravens when he did get in the end zone, I mean, he still put up a ton of points for people. I mean, he's catching passes out of the backfield. Even though it's a standard league, he's still gonna put up points for you. So that lineup
yeah.
you just said definitely, I think, is going to be your best bet.
What about Forte against the Jets, man? I saw those Jets last week. Stout. At least the defense, you know, I mean, the run defense.
Yeah, I mean, their defense, the front line, is very good, but it's Matt Forte. He's a stud. You can't sit him, especially on a Monday night. He's going to show up. And if those wide receivers, Marshall and Jeffrey, come out even healthier, I mean, they're gonna have to do something to stop those guys since the secondary is so bad. That should just open up more lanes for Forte.
All right. Well, that's about it, guys. Thanks.
Good luck,
Avi.
So, listen, I know that there's some tough matchups this weekend with the Broncos taking on the Seahawks, the Jets defense looking legit with, you know, playing against the Bears. You still got to start your studs.
Have to.
Let's go over to Matt in Chicago. He's in an 8-team league. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. I got a couple questions for you. I need
to sit one
of these running backs between Miles Davis, Bobby Rainey, Andre Ellington, and Alfred Morris.
Oh, wow, you are loaded. I guess I'm going to sit Nile Davis because Jamaal Charles might play, and even if he doesn't play, I still have Bobby Rainey ranked ahead of him, and then you can't sit a guy like Alfred Morris, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you to sit Nile Davis.
What do you think about Andre Ellington?
Give me some context.
I mean, they both started at So you think that I should play Ellington over Davis, then?
I do.
Okay. All right, and next question would be Panthers defense or Carolina or Cincinnati defense?
Go with Cincinnati.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right, you got it, Matt. You know, I heard Matt's lineup, or I heard his running back, so I figured, I was like, wow, he's loaded. And then I remembered he was in 18 league.
Yeah, I saw that then, too. But hey, you know what? Everybody's loaded in 18 league, so it's always going to be interesting no matter what.
Todd in Jacksonville is next up on the Fantasy Football Champs. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. I got a few things I want to go with you. I just did a trade and have some lineup questions. So,
okay.
I'll start off with the trade. The only guy I had for a quarterback is Romo, so I'm pretty much sick and tired of him. I lost week one because of him. I won in spite of him in week two. So I traded Woodhead and Terrence Williams for Rivers. Now that left a bench spot open, so I was able to go out and pick up Kerry Robinson.
Okay. Nice.
So basically this week, you know, Romo or Rivers. What do you think?
Romo or Rivers?
You know, I was really surprised to see Rivers play so well against the Seattle Seahawks. I don't know if you can bench him at this point. Put up 30 points against the defending champions. Playing at Buffalo, San Diego typically doesn't really do well when they're traveling across country, but it's not like they're playing in Buffalo in December. It's still September, and it shouldn't be that cold in Buffalo this time of year, so stick with Phillip Rivers.
All right. And as far as my lineup questions, I've got Le'Veon, who's starting, and I need another running back out of Monty Ball, Joik Bell, Darren Sproles.
Go with Joik Bell.
Joik Bell.
Okay. I think I'm expecting big things. Just similar to like Chris Ivory did against the Packers, I think Joik Bell can have a similar game in week three.
All right. So for a flex then, I've got Monty Ball, Sproles, Golden Tate, and Brandon Cooks.
I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to go with Sproles, ride the hot hand.
Yeah, got to go with Darren Sproles there.
And one more, Gronk or Ertz. Gronk is not looking like Gronk, guys. Leave him in.
He'll be fine. Leave him in.
All right. All right. Bill, I'm looking forward to beating your butt there in the FF Chance tournament. So go ahead and give out that, give me some of that good advice you got there. I can use that against you.
I certainly will, Todd, and thank you for joining the contest. But listen, like I said at the beginning of the show, you come with the kicking, you best not miss, my man, because I won second place last week, beat out 48 other people, and I'm still waiting. Listen, you can talk a big game before the action, but once we get into, you know, once we get onto the field, I let my real talking, you know, I let my performance talk for me, speak for me. Everyone can call in now and say, hey, I'm going to beat you. Call me next week. I challenged everyone last week. I said, hey, you beat me, you call in next week, you talk some trash. There's no point in talking trash now if you're not going to beat me. Wait until next week to talk the trash. Am I right?
You're right. I mean, you can't talk trash without anything to back it up, so get confident, but you better watch yourself. You didn't win yet.
I saw that you're in the contest this weekend, Andy.
I did sign up this week, so, you know, I guess if I beat you, it's really nothing fun to talk about. We talk to each other all the time, so that's really not a big deal.
I saw the PPR monsters in the tournament. I was like, oh
he's in. I was glancing over some of your information a few minutes ago about the Best Buy and overpriced, and I got a lot of those guys in before I saw who you like, so it's going to be interesting this week, my friend.
One more caller to get to. Dan in Wisconsin is in a 12 team PPR league. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bill. How you guys doing?
Going great, man. What do you got for us today?
What's that?
What do you got for us today?
Quick quarterback question. I picked up Cousins, and I don't know if I want to go with Cousins or Romo.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are dealing with this little dilemma that you have here, Dan. Romo obviously been struggling the first 2 weeks of the season. Cousins look great. The matchup's certainly there against the Philadelphia Eagles defense. I have Cousins ranked two spots ahead of Romo this week.
They're going Cousins.
Yeah, I'm going Cousins.
Hey, I just want to, one other important point I just wanted to say. Last week left a sour taste in my mouth. I finished right behind you in the Chance Challenge.
You did. You finished in third.
I've been grinding it out. I got a great lineup, and I'm going in the words of Joe Namath, I'm guaranteeing victory over you this week.
Oh. Guaranteeing victory, huh?
Yep. Yeah, that's on Tuesday to brag about it.
That's quite the prediction. To be honest with you, I don't even like my lineup this week. And I'm still confident that I will finish in the top five. Who are some of the guys you're using, Dan? Don't name me your studs. Name me like your wide receiver three.
I like Pierre Garçon.
All right, I have him as my wide receiver one.
Well, I got to switch him out then. I got some low bargain guys, and you took me in the Monday Night Juice last time, so I'm going to find a way to get Marshall in there. And just...
Well, Marshall's in my lineup too, buddy.
Oh, here we go.
You know what? I'm going to tell everyone my roster. I'm going to tell everyone my roster. I'm going to leave out three positions. My running back two, my flex, and my wide receiver three. Those are on everyone else. Here's who I'm going with, Dan. I got Drew Brees, Giovanni Bernard, Pierre Garçon, Brandon Marshall, and Charles Clay. I'm not telling you my flex. I'm not telling you my defense. And I'm not telling you my running back, too. But those are the rest of my starters right there. I'm not crazy about this lineup, but I think it's a contender for at least a top five finish.
Well, hey, you can finish fifth as long as I finish fourth or better.
There you go. Fair enough. All right, Dan, we appreciate the phone call. Appreciate you joining our FF Champs contest as well. A lot of people coming at me early, Ant.
Hey, you told them to bring it. Told them to bring it, so that's what they're trying to do. I love it. I mean, we can do this contest every week throughout the year because this is going to be a lot of fun if we can get this going every single week.
All right, speaking of this contest, I want to get into some of our best buy and overpriced players here for our Week 3 DraftKings fantasy daily fantasy football contests. Even if you're not playing in the FF Champs contest, there's still money to be won out there. For instance, our contest, it's $1,000. Not expensive to enter. Our good friend Sebastian, who we interviewed on the show on Tuesday, an FF Champs member, a loyal Patriots.com radio listener, listens to the guys at PFW, listens to the playbook, loyal listener for Patriots.com radio. He won $25,000 in week two. Used some of our advice, used some of our rankings, and then kind of went at and, you know, used some of his own strategy as well. I'm not taking all the credit here, but he did, in fact, say, hey, the FFCPI, which is our weekly rankings, and your best buy and overpriced players was a big part of my team. So we want to do the same thing this weekend for week three. Whether you're playing the FF Champs contest or you're looking to make $100,000 or $25,000 like our friend Sebastian did, who, by the way, third place out of 32,000 people in that contest. So, Ant, the best buy quarterbacks I got this week are Drew Brees versus the Vikings, $8,900. Jay Cutler, that Monday Night Juice, I love it, against the Jets, $8,100. Kirk Cousins, starter for the Washington Redskins, while RG3 is banged up, versus the Eagles, $7,300. My absolute steal, I'm expecting high points in this one. Russell Wilson versus the Denver Broncos for $6,800. All four of those quarterbacks are in the top 10, and they all come at a pretty solid price considering where we have them projected.
Yeah, I mean, that Drew Brees against the Vikings right there. I mean, that game is Drew Brees is going to put up a lot of points for the Saints this week. Being at home, 0-2, first game in the Dome down in New Orleans. Drew Brees is going to go wild. You got Jay Cutler against a bad secondary. Same thing with Kirk Cousins. Russell Wilson, guy won the Super Bowl last year, and he already came out in these first couple of games and in the preseason looking like he wants to do it again. So you got a couple good guys with games that are going to put up a lot of points this weekend.
All right, let's move over to overpriced quarterbacks. These are the quarterbacks that I'm staying away from. Their price is too high. The matchup's not right. Don't use them in DraftKings because they're not going to pay off big dividends for you. I'm going to start with someone that may surprise you, but it's Peyton Manning versus Seattle Seahawks at $8,800. Now, this one, I'm going to, you know, go into detail here in a little bit. I know Phillip Rivers had a great game against the Seahawks, but Seattle was on the road. They are a completely different team when they're playing at home. It's very noisy there up in Seattle. Peyton Manning relies on a lot of audibles at the line of scrimmage, which I think is going to be very difficult. It was difficult in the Super Bowl, and that was at a neutral field. Imagine what it's going to be like in Seattle. What's their stadium called? Q West?
Q It was Quest Stadium. I don't know if it still is. I think they changed the name recently. I don't know, but it's loud. We do know that. I mean, they register earthquakes there sometimes. That's all you need to know about how loud that place gets. I mean,
CenturyLink Field, yeah.
Sub-bank's always buying another bank nowadays, yeah. So it's going to change all the time, you know?
CenturyLink Field, yes. So anyway, Peyton Manning, $8,800. The price, he's the most expensive quarterback this weekend, and I think his production just won't lead up to him being the number one quarterback in terms of fantasy points. Other quarterbacks I'm staying away from, Carson Palmer. Hey, folks, we don't know if this guy's playing or not. He's $7,000. Stay away from him. And then Andy Dalton versus the Titans. I like some of his playmakers. I'll get to running backs in a second. But Andy Dalton versus the Titans at $6,600. I'd rather see someone go with my absolute steal of the week, Russell Wilson, for just $200 more.
Yeah, Andy Dalton, I'm not expecting big things. He's one of my sits this week against the Titans. He's losing weapons every single week. A.J. Green is iffy this week. Even if he plays, he's not going to be 100%, especially turf toe for someone who's running and cutting all the time. Not a good thing. Andy Dalton, don't play him. And Carson Palmer, like we said earlier, it could be a day, it could be a month. We don't know. Don't take the chance on Carson Palmer this week.
Best buy running backs. I got a lot of them here. Giovanni Bernard versus the Titans, $7,300. Hey, it's a PPR league, full-point PPR league. Gio gets it done in the rushing attack. Gio gets it done in the receiving game. So start Gio Bernard at $7,300. Shane Vereen taking on the Oakland Raiders. Patriot fans, you well know, or you're well aware of what Vereen can do in PPR formats. $5,100 for a guy that can play, can put up RB1 type numbers is a steal. Reggie Bush against the Packers, $5,000. Matt Asiata playing against the Saints, who have been a revolving door when it comes to defensive against running backs. Asiata is only $4,600. Of course, he's starting for Adrian Peterson. My absolute steal, New Orleans Saints running back Kiri Robinson, $3,900. I can't believe he's so low. Mark Ingram's not playing. Pierre Thomas certainly going to be involved, but Kiri Robinson's going to get the goal line work, going to get the short yardage work, and I expect him to get a lot of carries for the New Orleans Saints this weekend. My big risk, small price, Donald Brown of the San Diego Chargers, $3,500. Donald Brown is filling in for Ryan Matthews. We know Danny Woodhead's role is very involved in the passing attack, but Donald Brown's going to get a lot of carries this weekend. Kiri Robinson and Donald Brown, $3,900, $3,500, is very difficult to find running backs at such a cheap price that are actually starting running backs.
Yeah, Donald Brown and Kyrie Robinson, both these guys coming in for injured players from this week. They're both absolute steals, if you ask me. I mean, Kyrie Robinson got a little bit better of a matchup, but Donald Brown, he's going to get the ball a lot this week. Probably going to see at least 15 touches, if not closer to 20, with Ryan Matthews being out. So you got two great running backs that you can play and use some money elsewhere and put some more studs in your lineup.
All right, overpriced running backs. I think the first one should be very obvious. Adrian Peterson versus the New Orleans Saints, $7,800. And, you know, listen, if you're some people out there will have Adrian Peterson in the lineups this weekend just because they don't know any better and they just see him up there as the third highest ranked running back. Get it. Just avoid him entirely, all right? I mean, let's not kid ourselves here. He's not playing. Matt Forte versus the Jets, $7,600. The Jets do a tremendous job of shutting down running backs. Zach Stacy versus the Cowboys at $5,600 is just a little bit too rich for my blood. Andre Ellington versus the San Francisco 49ers. San Fran, one of the best in the business when it comes to stopping opposing running backs. And then on the flip side of things, Frank Gore going up against the Cardinals, $4,800, because just like the Niners, the Cardinals are one of the best in the business at stopping opposing running backs.
Yeah, all these running backs are facing uphill battles this week, every single one of them. Forte with the Jets, you got the Cowboys taking on Zach Stacy, the two guys from the NFC West battling against each other. All four of the defenses they're playing against are in the top 10 stopping the running back this year so far. So four tough matchups. Stay away from those guys.
All right, time for some best buy wide receivers. These are the guys that I'm targeting to put into my own lineups. We'll start with the Monday night game. Alshon Jeffrey versus the New York Jets, $6,400. I like the value. Pierre Garçon, I'm expecting a bounce-back game, 8 to 12 receptions for Garçon this week versus the Eagles, $5,800. I think he's a steal. How about Andrew Hawkins, quietly flying under the PPR radar versus the Baltimore Ravens for $5,000. Kendall Wright, target machine, versus Cincinnati Bengals, $4,900. My absolute steal, though, is Michael Floyd versus the 49ers at $4,800. We saw Brandon Marshall get into the end zone three times against San Fran last week. I think Michael Floyd can make at least one trip to the end zone. For $4,800, he's my absolute steal of the week.
Worth taking a chance on Michael Floyd for $4,800, that's for sure. Pierre Garçon, another guy going up against the Eagles. DeSean Jackson's coming back, man. He wants revenge. And the Eagles secondary, if anything happens and they let DeSean Jackson in that end zone, that place is going to go insane. So the Eagles are going to focus on DeSean Jackson. They're going to shut down DeSean Jackson. Pierre Garçon is going to catch a ton of passes this week. I agree with you.
Overpriced wide receivers, guys I'm staying away from. Randall Cobb versus the Lions. I like the matchup. I'm expecting a lot of points. But Cobb is the third or fourth highest ranked or highest priced wide receiver this weekend. And I don't think his production will get to top four or top five. He might finish 10, might finish 11. But for him to be the fourth highest ranked or highest priced wide receiver is just way too expensive at $7,500.
Yeah, Jordy Nelson's a top target there. You got Jared Boykin, Devonta Adams. They're both starting to play well again. Randall Cobb will get in the end zone every once in a while, but you know his price is too rich for my blood as well this week.
Just for a reference here, Calvin Johnson's $8,900. Jordy Nelson's $84. Dez Bryant's $77. And then Randall Cobb's fourth, $7,500. He's ahead of Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, Demaryius Thomas, Andre Johnson, Alshon Jeffrey, Julian Edelman, and the list goes on and on. He's the fourth highest priced receiver. I don't get it.
Staying away from him. You can't put him in your lineup with that price. You just can't do it. There's so many options below him. They're so much better.
Also staying away from Jeremy Maclin against the Redskins, $6,400. Nick Foles passes it around. He's kind of like Drew Brees. A lot of different players get a lot of targets, a lot of different receptions. You got Sproles, you got McCoy, you got Zach Ertz, you got Riley Cooper, you got Jordan Matthews. A lot of mouths to feed in that Philly offense. For Jeremy Maclin to be priced as a top 10 wide receiver this week, I'm not buying it. $6,400, too expensive. So is T.Y. Hilton taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars at $5,900. I would stay away from my boy T.Y., who I typically love. James Jones against the Patriots. How about this? $5,700 for James Jones.
Man, I don't even know what to say about that. That's just insane. You can't pay that for James Jones. You just can't do it.
Now, Revis is going to be all over these Raider wide receivers. And listen, Derek Carr, I don't expect him to have a lot of time to get comfortable or to get settled in the pocket this weekend against Chandler Jones and company. So James Jones, I think he might be the most overrated, overexpensive player of the week. And then Brian Quick of the Dallas taking on the Dallas Cowboys for $5,300. I'm staying away from Mr. Quick. Best buy tight ends. How about Antonio Gates getting it done three times last week? Took a trip to the end zone for $6,100. He's not the most expensive tight end this week, but he might put up the highest points for tight ends. $6,100. A little bit more expensive than what I like to use on a tight end, but if you're stuck and you want someone that you know can get you 15 points, Gates might be your guy. Zach Ertz of the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Redskins for $5,200. I like his price. I think his value is certainly there for the tight end position compared to some of our overpriced guys who we're going to get to in a little bit. Dennis Pitta, hey, PPR machine, taking on the Cleveland Browns, $4,400 for Pitta. The absolute steal, I think it's Charles Clay this week against the Kansas City Chiefs. PPR format, Clay's good for 6 to 8 catches. Those are valuable points for a guy that's only going to cost you $3,500. And then my big risk, small price guy at the tight end position, Jared Cook, $3,400. And the Cowboys are giving up the most points to opposing tight ends this weekend. If you want to take a risk, you want to roll the dice, go with a guy like Jared Cook.
Yeah, PPR format, the Dallas Cowboys are giving up 25 points per game to tight ends.
That's insane.
It's horrific. 3 touchdowns already, almost 200 yards. They've given up 14 receptions to tight ends, which is fourth most in the league. Jared Cook's a great pickup, but Dennis Pitta, he is my tight end man crush this weekend. Love Dennis Pitta against the Browns. Like you said, PPR machine, that offense suits him perfectly. Joe Flacco loves him in the red zone, although he didn't get the touchdowns this past week. Owen Daniels did. That's okay. Pitta will bounce back, and look what Jimmy Graham did to the Browns last week when he got on top of things. I mean, Pitta's not Jimmy Graham, but he can still give you almost double-digit receptions this week.
Overpriced tight ends, guys, I'm staying away from. Let's start with Delanie Walker taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. I know Walker had a big game in week two. He probably helped people win a lot of money in DraftKings last week, but he's going to cost a lot of people some money this week if you plan on using him. $5,700, I'm staying far away from Delanie Walker. I'm also staying away from Martellus Bennett against the Jets. $5,200, it'll cost you to put him on your team. And Kyle Rudolph against the Saints. $4,200. I don't expect the Saints to do a whole lot on offense other than maybe Matt Asiata getting a goal line carry or two. Kyle Rudolph, I'm staying away from him this weekend.
Yeah, Kyle Rudolph should be on the bench. And Martellus Bennett against the Jets, that's definitely don't want to play him. They're giving up 5 points per game to tight ends this year so far. No touchdowns, only 5 receptions for 51 yards.
Yeah, so those are our best buy and overpriced players for DraftKings Week 3 contest. Hopefully everyone out there can use this list to make some money because, hey, our good friend Sebastian won $25,000 last week using some of our players from this list and our weekly rankings at FF Champs. Again, a few more spots open. FFChamps.com/Pats gets you the free membership to FF Champs. What do you say we take a quick break? More emails coming up in the next segment because we are getting slammed with emails. We'll also be taking your phone calls at 855-728-7500. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company, one that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy, one whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country, one that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Week 3 is here, and we are here to help you with your start and sit questions for your fantasy football lineups. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Emails are piling in, and I want to bang out as many as possible, so I think we should go back to the emails where you can hit us up, webradio@patriots.com. Anthony, what's the next email you have in front of you? J-Fo Show,
yeah, I got that one open right now. But yeah, it's our buddy Jimmy down in Houston, Texas. Says, what's up, guys? Always enjoy listening to the show. I have a flex starter question. So he needs help starting two, a wide receiver and a flex out of the three following players: Keenan Allen, Emmanuel Sanders, and Bobby Rainey.
He doesn't say PPR, does he? I'm gonna go with Keenan Allen either way. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Keenan Allen, and I think Bobby Rainey has to be in that flex spot.
And then Bobby Rainey, yeah, sure.
Definitely. So Keenan Allen, Bobby Rainey, put him in there, play with confidence.
There you go.
All right.
Next email, I have Craig in Jupiter, Florida. You got that one?
Go for it.
Hey guys, first year FF Champs member. Thank you very much, Craig. We appreciate that. Looking for a little help. Who would you start? 12-team, half a point PPR league: Tony Romo or Jake Locker? You know, I don't know if I make this clear, but I despise Jake Locker when it comes to fantasy football. I know he's got a lot of weapons on that Titans team, but I just do not trust him long term. And I think on a weekly basis, he's nothing more than a quarterback too. So I'm going to go with Romo there. And then Craig wants us to pick two of the following running backs: Monte Ball, Rashad Jennings, Darren Sproles, Joik Bell, or Justin Forsett. I'm going to go with Bell and Sproles.
Joikie Bell. Yeah, I like Bell a lot this week. Same thing with Darren Sproles. Two guys
we
can
save.
Really,
we can save
lineup.
One for the flex. Right?
Can save one for the flex. Yes, we can.
Brandon Marshall or Keenan Allen, Emmanuel Sanders, Golden Tate. I think it's the first two, Marshall and Allen.
Yes, definitely has to be.
All right, then, Ant, what do you think for the flex spot?
For our flex spot, so we got Rashad Jennings as one of our options, Justin Forsett, Emmanuel Sanders, or Golden Tate. I'm going to have to go with Rashad Jennings there.
Yeah, over Monte Ball, huh?
I thought Monte Ball was one of his being in there every week kind of deals. But if Monte Ball's not definite, he's got to be in there. So you're saying Ball, Sproles, and Joik, Brandon Marshall, and Keenan Allen for his two receiver spots.
That's correct. Yeah,
I like that lineup.
Yeah, I think Jennings just barely misses the cut this week.
Yeah, he's got a nice matchup with the Houston Texans coming in, and obviously the Giants don't know how to throw the ball yet in that offense. Eli Manning just looks is god awful okay to say about him right now, because that's pretty much how it looks to me. Rashad Jennings is the only offensive weapon they really have right now.
Another question about the Denver Broncos offensive players is from Mike. He says, would you guys sub out Monte Ball and Emmanuel Sanders and put in Marquise Colston and Danny Woodhead? I don't think I can make that move.
No. You can't do that right now.
No.
It's a tough matchup, but if anybody's going to be able to score in Seattle, it's got to be this offense.
Let's jump over to the phone lines, 855-728-7500. We got Brent in Boston. Hey, Brent.
How's it going, guys? Love the site. Question I got for you, it's a PPR league, 12-team. I got Forte as my RB1.
Okay.
My RB2 right now is Gerhardt, but after the first 2 weeks, I can't stand leaving him in there.
No, I can't blame you.
I have Woodhead and I have Jeremy Hill on the bench. Do you think either of them are worth an RB2 spot?
I'm going to let Anthony address this question here, because he's suggesting to use Gerhardt as a possible flex option in his start him or sit him this week, and he says that this is the last week he's going to ever suggest using Gerhardt. It's put up or shut up time for Toby. So take it away, Ant.
It is. Toby, he's on one of my teams as well, and he's going to probably be one of my flex positions. I'm in the same situation as you, Brent. I got Toby Gerhardt. I got Jeremy Hill. One of the two guys is going in. I know Tennessee gave up a lot of yards last week to DeMarco Murray, but those are going to go to Giovanni Bernard this week. Jeremy Hill did look good last week. He's going to get his touches, but I'm putting my faith in Toby Gerhardt this week. I'm giving him one more shot. If he blows up in my face, he's done. I might just straight up drop him.
To be honest with you, I'm on the same page, because I have Kendall Wright in my flex spot, and I like him there. So, all right, I'll give him one more go.
That's it, man. That's all we can do.
Yep.
All right. Good luck, Brent.
Thanks.
Listen, Toby Gerhardt, I know he's frustrating a lot of members, but we say it every year, you stay away from players on bad teams. The guy had 7 attempts last week, and he rushed for 8 yards. 2 catches for 9 yards. I think Maurice Jones-Drew, much more talented player, did not have a lot of success last year in Jacksonville. The schedule, I will say, gets a lot easier for Toby Gerhardt in the next 6 weeks. All right,
yeah,
he's got the Colts, the Chargers, the Steelers, the Titans, and the Browns. If there's ever a time, and Anthony, you said it, if there's ever a time for Toby Gerhardt to wake up, now is the time to do it. Otherwise, I'm selling him faster than, you know, a magic kidney bean.
Something that sells quickly. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, this is it, man. Toby Gerhardt, last chance. You're playing a horrific defense in the Colts. I mean, I know they're going to be thirsty for a win, but they got to stop you, too, and they're not going to be able to. So, Toby Gerhardt, take it away. Take us into the end zone. Put us some fantasy points for everybody counting on you this weekend, please.
I got some tweets here, some interesting ones, because they involve Thursday night's game. What are your thoughts on benching Roddy White and starting Andrew Hawkins?
If it's a PPR league, I like it.
Yeah, benching Roddy White, huh?
He's got that hamstring. I mean, they're saying he's probably going to play, but again, he's one of these guys this week. Even if he plays with a hamstring, all it takes is one wrong move, and he's going to be out for the rest of the game. I'd rather be playing Harry Douglas instead of Roddy White at a wide receiver position for the Atlanta Falcons. But if it's a PPR league, Andrew Hawkins, I mean, that guy gets target after target after target with no Josh Gordon. He's their go-to wide receiver right now. I know he hasn't gotten the end zone yet, but he's got, I believe, the fourth most catches and the third most targets in the league right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I said he was flying under the radar. I believe that to be true.
Yeah, if he's available in your league, you better go pick him up right now, especially in a PPR league.
We have another caller on the line. John in Houston is in a 12-team PPR league. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great, man. What do you got for us today?
I have Tony Romo right now, and I also have Russell Wilson. Now, Tony Romo has been not very efficient for me.
Been terrible. Let's call it a spade a spade. He's been awful.
He's been atrocious. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So I think I'll start Russell Wilson. I don't know what you guys think about that. I guess you guys are okay with it. Russell Wilson over Tony Romo. And then I also have Pierre Thomas on my flex spot. But I also have on my bench, I have Miles Austin, I have Justin Hunter, and Charles Clay. I don't know if to stick with Pierre Thomas in there or switch him out for one of the other people.
Can you say that again? Your phone was going a little bit haywire. I heard Charles Clay and Pierre Thomas.
I have Pierre Thomas in my flex spot, and I have Charles Clay and Justin Hunter and I forget the last person.
Justin Hunter.
Yeah, I'm on my bench, and I don't know. And Miles Austin also. I don't know if to keep Pierre Thomas in there or switch him out for either Charles Clay, Justin Hunter, or Miles Austin.
Yeah, I'm keeping Pierre Thomas in there.
Oh, all right.
I think that's a good option in the PPR league, especially without Mark Ingram. Pierre Thomas should get a lot of work this weekend.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
All right, John, you got it. I love how people are like so shocked when they have the right answer, and then we agree with them. They're like, "Oh, right. I was right.
Are you sure?"
Yeah, I'm doing the right thing here. Good job, John.
Yeah, Pierre Thomas got it all this by week. Yourself. Yeah, Pierre Thomas this week should have a good game, and definitely, especially in a PPR league, Pierre Thomas, play him.
Next email is from Brandon. He needs help with his flex question. His options are Shane Vereen, Kyrie Robinson, Pierre Thomas, or Kendall Wright. No scoring info given. If it's a PPR, I'm going Shane Vereen. And if it's not, I might go Kyrie Robinson here. Although, the Raiders are just so bad when it comes to stopping the run.
Yeah,
I might go Vereen in both situations.
Yeah, I think Vereen might have to be the play here only because the Raiders are so bad. I mean, look what happened with them and Arian Foster last week. And even Alfred Blue. Got some touches and looked pretty good last week. So
yeah.
The Raiders can't really stop anybody out of the backfield. I think Shane Vereen has to be in your lineup no matter what kind of scoring system that would be for him.
A couple more emails to get to here. We have one that says, help! Some RB spot help, please. Hey, FF Champs, I wanted to reach out and thank you for all of your hard work. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. My question is quick and simple one. I am in a standard league. I need help with running back. I have to start two, one in the flex. Zach Stacy, Joique Bell, Frank Gore, Terrence West, Kyrie Robinson. A lot of good options here. He's starting Gio Bernard. So it's between Stacy, Bell, Gore, West, Robinson. I think we have to play Joique Bell this week.
Joique Bell has to be in there.
And then is it Frank Gore, Terrence West, or Kyrie Robinson?
Or Stacy? Standard scoring, I'm going to go with Kyrie Robinson. We're putting a lot of faith in this guy this week, but he's got the nicest matchup out of the rest of these running backs, so I think Kyrie Robinson has to be our guy this week.
All right. I agree with you. I'm expecting big things. Listen, I drafted Kyrie Robinson knowing that Mark Ingram was eventually going to get hurt, so I've been waiting for this not that long. I've only been waiting 2 weeks.
Yeah, usually you thought it would take a little bit longer, but hey, a week and a half into the season, and you're good to go with Kyrie Robinson. I like it.
Yeah. Another email from, who's this one? This one's from James. Hey, guys, need help here on my team. 12-team standard league, non-PPR. I have Julio Jones. Who should I start for my second wide receiver? Emmanuel Sanders, Michael Crabtree, or Cordarrelle Patterson?
I like CPAT. I know he had a rough week last week, but we saw what he could do week one. He can rush the ball. He can take kickoffs. He can catch the ball. He can do a lot of stuff. And like we're saying about this New Orleans-Minnesota matchup, we think there's going to be a lot of points put up, and someone's going to have to score them. So Cordarrelle Patterson is a good option as anybody else in that game.
I'm really surprised we didn't see more of Patterson in the backfield in week two with Adrian Peterson being out.
I really thought that they were going to do a lot more of that as well. So
yeah.
It was odd. I think maybe that's something they're going to have to work into the practices now because you know Adrian Peterson's gone for an extended period of time. Maybe last week it was one of those, all right, he's gone for a week. We'll just see what we can do. But
right.
A long-term suspension or expulsion from the team, whatever they're calling it nowadays, Cordarrelle Patterson is going to get a lot more touches
any way they can get him the ball. He's their most explosive playmaker, so they got to get the ball in his hands this week to have a chance to win down in New Orleans.
All right, so you're going as Cordarrelle Patterson. Now, let's remember, he still has Michael Crabtree, he still has Sanders. Does he start either one of them in the flex, also Donald Brown or Bernard Pierce?
Man,
I love Crabtree's matchup this weekend.
Yeah, Crabtree in that flex would be nice against Arizona. They're going to be putting up a lot of points on Arizona, especially if Drew Stanton plays again. He's just not the same quarterback as Carson Palmer. He's not a horrific backup, but he's not the same thing. San Francisco should have their way. I mean, Arizona's defense is pretty decent, but they're better at shutting down the run than the pass. So Michael Crabtree, wide receiver one in your flex, is definitely a very nice thing to have.
Yeah. Two quick questions from Andrew and Callie. Andrew and Callie, probably the most efficient emailer we have. PPR, one question, ready? For his first question. PPR, plain and simple, and then he has four words after it, or three words. Woodhead or CJ2K?
I'm going to go with Chris Johnson. The Bears defense still is not good enough to stop anybody. Had a down week last week. He's going to have to bounce back. Chris Johnson.
Baltimore defense or Chiefs defense?
I don't really like anything I'm seeing out of Kansas City at all this year. I got to side with Baltimore right now.
Yeah, listen, if you're going to stream your defenses each week, go with Baltimore this week, and then you can worry about who they're playing next week. Butters has two questions. Hey, fellas, Tony Romo or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, man. Another quandary I'm in as well. Tony Romo was my only quarterback. I picked up Kirk Cousins off the waiver this week.
I did the same thing, Ant. Who are you going with?
I still have Romo in there now, but I think at the end of the day, he's going to be on my bench for Kirk Cousins by the time the 1 o'clock games kick off on Sunday. Kirk Cousins is... I got to be all in on him. I've been talking a lot about how much I love him. I'm going to have to back it up with my play, so Kirk Cousins, I'm putting him in. That's it. Kirk Cousins is going in.
As soon as I was... You know, I bid on Kirk Cousins. As soon as I realized, you know, that I woke up the next morning and I saw that he was on my team, I immediately put him in. Right over Romo.
And I was on the back end. I was the last waiver claim, and I was really not expecting to get him. I was like, I'm not going to get him. I'll just put in a claim, see what happens. And I woke up the next morning, and I was like, all right. It was like Christmas morning for me. Walked downstairs, saw that shiny red bicycle.
Nice.
Looked like Kirk Cousins instead of a bike. That's all. It was great.
Junior Ortega has his next question. Hey, guys, could you help me out win some money? My starting lineup for his DraftKings. Matt Ryan, Gio Bernard, Darren Sproles, Julian Edelman, Cordarrelle Patterson, Golden Tate, Martellus Bennett, Stephen Ridley, and the Cowboys. I think this team is really good. He's asking, should I trade anyone? I'm guessing he's talking about, you know, should he swap anyone out?
Right.
I know Martellus Bennett was one of our overpriced players this week.
He was.
I think he should get out of your lineup, and maybe you can upgrade over a Golden Tate. Or maybe you can upgrade over the Cowboys defense by taking out Martellus Bennett, maybe using one of our best buy wide receiver, someone like a Charles Clay or Jared Cook, or let me bring up my list here. Hold on, who else did I have at tight end? Zach Ertz was another player. Actually,
Dennis costs, Pitta, yeah.
Martellus Bennett cost $5,200. Zach Ertz was the same price. Dennis Pitta was $800 less. So by saving that $800, going with Dennis Pitta, you can probably get a better wide receiver three, or probably get a better defense. I would go with that move.
Right. Now, when it comes to the DraftKings build, the defensive position, is that something, will you put them in first, go with the cheapest things that you like, and then build your lineup around that? Because that's what I tend to do. I'll put in one of the cheaper defenses that I think I might be able to get away with, work my lineup around that, and then if I have extra money at the end, I might upgrade my defense a little bit.
No, I don't take that approach typically. What I try to do is I try to get a quarterback and a wide receiver to stack. Last week, I used Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson. It worked out beautifully. This week, I'm using a quarterback-wide receiver tandem that most people probably wouldn't feel comfortable using. That being said, I go quarterback, then I go running back one, wide receiver one, and then I try to get another wide receiver in there. And then I'll look at my remaining budget, and DraftKings does a great job of breaking down how many your average budget per player. So if you have four players left and you have $20,000, what's that average out to? $5,000?
$5,000, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll look at that and say, okay, Well, I know I'm going to – I almost do it in my head. I'll say, all right, I have to take 3,000 off for that by putting in the defense. But I won't add in the defense probably until I'm about to do my wide receiver three and my tight end. Then I'll add in the defense, and then I'll play around with it. I play around with it nonstop. I have the app on my phone. I'm playing around with it when I'm you know, waiting for my girl to bring dinner to the table. I play around with it when I'm, you know, brushing my teeth in the morning. I play around with it in between sets of the gym. I'm constantly tweaking and tinkering with my DraftKings lineup, which could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm the same exact way. I put a lineup in, I love it, and then like 8 or 9 minutes later, I'm like, well, what if I did this? And I'll swap it out. But yeah, speaking of the defenses, that last question, Cowboys defense does not look too bad this year. So cheap defense in DraftKings, they could get you some points this week.
Yeah, that's the problem. Sometimes you tinker a little bit too much and you kind of screw yourself.
Right, and then you're like, oh, I should have kept player X or player Y in my lineup and I would have won. But you know what? Life goes on. We're going to play again next week.
All right, that was from... Who was that from? That was from Junior Ortega.
Yes.
Next email is Russell. Russell in New York City. He says, Rice Bucket Challenge. I don't know what that means. Yo, homies. Haven't had time to call, but a couple start sit. Here's what I'm thinking for this week. Please let me know if you do anything different. All right, so he's got Cutler in there, Drake Bell, Rashad Jennings, using Demaryius Thomas, using Brandon Marshall, Gronk, Kyle Rudolph. In the flex. I'm not sure if I like Kyle Rudolph in the flex. I see Matt Asiana on his team.
I do too.
And I see Gerhardt and I see Donald Brown. I would almost use any one of those running backs over Kyle Rudolph this week.
Yeah, I like Matt Asiata over Kyle Rudolph in that flex position for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Next email is Anthony. Let me ask you something. Are you an HBO subscriber?
I am not.
No, oh, never mind. Then you won't
I'm
get
the sorry.
Cards.
All right, well.
Nathan from Angry Boys, every time he emailed in last year, I would always yell, Nathan! From the show on HBO.
Oh, no, whoa. I have seen Angry Boys. I love Angry Boys. My sister and her boyfriend have HBO, so I'll go over there and mooch off of them every once in a while. But Angry Boys is one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my life, hands down.
Thank you for saying that, Ant, because all of last year, my former co-host Todd and our current producer Kevin ripped me apart saying that the show's crap, no one ever saw it, no one knows what I'm talking about. Kevin, you hear my man Anthony? You hear what he just said?
Yeah, I've still never seen it.
Nathan! So now anytime Nathan would email in, I would always yell at Nathan!
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess it caught on. So anyway, Nathan from Angry Boys says, "Hey guys, you are a household listen at our place. And my wife won our league last year with help from you guys." Oh, so he's saying everyone in the house listens to the show. I appreciate that.
Love it.
Please help with my PPR league on who to start. Which three running backs? Two and a flex. Eddie Lacy, Shane Vereen, T. Rich, Bobby Rainey, or Chris Johnson.
Well, we gotta go Eddie Lacy. We got to go Shane Vereen, and I think we got to go Bobby Rainey in that flex spot.
I agree.
Yeah, I like
which
that.
Two wide receivers, Emmanuel Sanders, Roddy White, or DeSean Jackson? Two of them.
Oh, man. I guess out of those three, Emmanuel Sanders has to be in there. The other two are injured right now, so you're going to be taking a chance on one of them. Obviously, if Roddy White ends up not playing tonight, that makes your decision a little bit easier. But I just think DeSean Jackson has to be in there because he's going to play, I think. He's going to be out for revenge.
Yeah,
I'm going to say Emmanuel Sanders and DeSean Jackson right there.
I'm going to agree with you. And then his tight end is Owen Daniels or Charles Clay.
That's got to be Chuck Clay. Owen Daniels, he had a nice week last week with those two touchdowns, but Dennis Pitt is the favorite tight end in that offense.
All right, we're going to take one more phone caller, and then we're going to get to a quick break. We got Jeremy and Regina next, 12-team PPR league. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well, man. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, I just want to say it's looking good. I know there's a lot of time left in the season, but I made my buddy a bet right at the beginning of spring training.
Ooh.
That Pat's defense is going to out-fantasy point Seattle's defense.
Okay, yeah. That's a risky
$500
one.
$500.
Did you get any odds? $500?
$500.
Wow.
One-to-one, man, straight up. I had a feeling that they were going to be solid this year, and it's looking good. So
Straight cash, homie.
Well, good for you, Jeremy. Certainly is looking good right now. Best of luck to you.
For sure. the one question that I have for you guys, I'm kind of sitting on the fence here. I have a flex spot and a wide, not a wide receiver, running back spot open right now.
Okay.
I have Michael Floyd, Bolden, Ellington, Johnson from the Jets, Donald Brown, and Ridley that I just picked up this week.
All right, so you have a receiver and a flex spot?
Running back and flex.
Oh. All right, so running back. Give us the running backs.
Okay, Ridley, Brown, Johnson, Ellington.
All right, so Chris Johnson, Donald Brown, Andre Ellington. You go with Andre Ellington.
Okay.
All right, so now you have a flex. It's Stephen Ridley, Donald Brown, Chris Johnson, and give us the receivers one more time.
Bolden, Floyd.
Bolden or Michael Floyd, right? Not Malcolm?
Michael, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. What do you do here, Ed?
PPR league, I mean. We got a lot of love for Michael Floyd this week, I feel like, so it's going to be hard to take him. I would say it's between Michael Floyd and Chris Johnson right now, but I would lean personally towards Michael Floyd.
Yeah, I'd probably go Michael Floyd, too.
He's got that big playability. He can he can do a lot. He's going to get a lot of balls thrown his way. I think Michael Floyd should be in your flex this week.
Yeah, I'd go with Michael Floyd, Jeremy.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, you got it, brother.
Good luck.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there with Michael Floyd. I think they're going to have to pass the ball just like the Bears did to overcome that 49ers rush defense.
Yeah, he's not going to go Brandon Marshall on him this week. He's not that kind of receiver, but he can get you six catches for 100-plus yards and get in the end zone. So I think that's definitely good enough in a PPR league.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Fantasy Football Champs. Final half hour of the show coming up right after this.
We're NRG. And we're a new kind of energy company, one that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy, one whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country, one that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. at home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go.
Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Amendola starts in motion left to right. He joins Edelman there. Brady drops back. He's looking left. He rolls right. He looks across the middle. He throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown for the Patriots.
Who's back? Big boy. My gosh. Talk about a catch radius.
All right. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. About 20 minutes left in today's show. We are answering your week three start and sit questions. Email in, call in, 855-728-7500. But again, if you're listening to this show on demand, and I know a lot of people do, listen on the Patriots mobile app, listen on iTunes, hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. I'm at Bill Enright, and Anthony's at the PPR Monster. Always answering Twitter questions, especially Sunday morning. Biggest, by far, the biggest day is Sunday morning. Everyone waits to set their lineups until the last minute. I get questions like 5 minutes before kickoff, and, you know, they're asking which three running backs to choose from. Name me a backup kicker that I should go after. And by the way, can you fill out this survey saying that I'm a good fantasy player? It's like craziness.
Oh my god! Yeah, if you're gonna get questions to us on Twitter, we'll answer them anytime. But if you're doing something on Sunday morning, at least try to get it, you know, a half hour before kickoff, because those last couple of minutes, if we don't get it quick enough, you know, sorry. Send it in as quick as you can. We'll get to you definitely.
We have a flex question from Jeff. Jeff in Moses Lake. What is WA? Washington?
I believe that is Washington, sir.
What's Wyoming? WY?
WY?
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm going to go
Moses
with WY.
Lake, Washington. Pierre Thomas or Chris Johnson? That's an easy question. Very simple, very efficient. Pierre Thomas or Chris Johnson here?
Standard. You got to go Chris Johnson there.
Yeah. Next email, Big Shooter in the house.
Oh, there he is.
There's a lot of stink with this team, and never did I think I'd be starting 0-2. I'm not flushing yet, but my hand is reaching for the handle. I've given up the most points after 2 weeks. See, that's what stinks. When you give up the most points and you know your team's good, you're just having a bit of a run of bad luck.
Yeah, I feel you on that. One of my teams is doing the same thing. It's 0-2, right near the top in points scored, but people are just putting up points against me. Nothing you can do about it. You got a good lineup.
Now, he says he's currently ranked 5th out of 12 teams. If he's 0-2, how is that possible? Shouldn't at most he be ranked 7th?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends how many points people put up against him. I mean, if he puts up 120 or 130 and someone puts up 160, you know, you could still... I put up 120 points 2 weeks in a row and lost both times. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It sucks.
All right, so anyways, running back two situation's a little bit foggy right now. He needs some help. He has Monte feed him the damn ball, or sometimes a clunker, sometimes a junker, CJ, clunker, junker, spiller, and then Chris, not Dove, but Ivory, soap. I like that. I like that last one. So ball, spiller, or Ivory. I was going to say ball, spiller, or soap, but I corrected myself.
Monte Ball. I mean, we still love Monte Ball right now, so we got to stick with our boy.
I'm going to differentiate you here. I'm going to go with CJ Spiller.
CJ, yeah. I can't blame you for going with CJ Spiller there. He's got a nicer matchup, that's for sure.
Monte Ball's not on the stud list yet.
No, he's not. And unless he starts picking up his game to another level, he's not going to be anytime soon. But he still looks decent. CJ Spiller, same thing. But last week, I mean, his best points put up was that run back for a touchdown. So if you get run back points for touchdowns, CJ Spiller is definitely a great start. If you don't, then I'm a little more iffy on him.
All right. So his second wide receiver question is Michael Pink Floyd. Mike, where's Wallace? I don't get that one. Like, because I hate Where's Waldo. I get it. Kenny Stills. Kenny Crosby Stills. Stills and Nash. I have to read the whole word there. Mike Floyd, Mike Wallace, or Kenny Stills?
Man, I like one of the Michaels. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Mike Wallace here. He scored a touchdown in the first 2 weeks. He's at home. The Chiefs' defense is just looking real
terrible.
Bad. The Niners' defense is definitely a better defense. I guess I like Tannehill over Drew Stanton right now as well. I mean, usually I'm not liking Tannehill over many people, but I'm going to go with Mike Wallace here just because of the situation he's in.
Yeah, I like Mike Wallace this week. He showed me the last couple of weeks, actually, that he's a legit contender to maybe be a top 15 wide receiver by the end of the year.
Yeah, I was a big fan of him coming into this year, so I got to stick with my buddy, Mike Wallace. He's been looking good so far. Until things go south with him, I think you got to keep your faith in him.
Next email is from Hola at your boy, or Hala at your boy.
Yeah, I believe that's Hala.
Yeah, it's Hala. See, I'm bilingual, so whenever I see Hala, I always think Hola. But it's Hala at your boy, as the kids say today.
They
this
say
one's
that.
From NC from LG. No idea what that means. NC from LG. He knows it's him. What's up, guys? I was impatient this week and accepted a trade yesterday before I was able to ask for your advice. Uh-oh. I traded away Antonio Brown, Darren Sproles, and Emmanuel Sanders for Dez Bryant and Reggie Bush and Matt Stafford.
That's tough.
I don't know who his quarterback was, but he traded away. All right, so let's break this one down. Antonio Brown and Dez Bryant in a PPR league, which this is, are pretty much equal.
Yeah, you can. I mean, Dez Bryant's got more big play potential, so that doesn't hurt you right there at all.
Sproles and Reggie Bush, I'm giving the edge to Sproles.
Yeah, that's definitely a big edge for Darren Sproles, I think.
And then in Emmanuel Sanders for Matt Stafford. Now, I'm assuming he had. All right, so do you think it was a good trade in your analysis? Would be helpful. In addition, I'm now in discussion to trade Tony Romo. All right, so he had Tony Romo, a quarterback. He wanted to improve the quarterback position. He got Matt Stafford, so he definitely made an improvement. I don't know if. I guess it's not a bad trade.
He got an upgrade at
quarterback. Yeah, he swapped receivers. And maybe a slight downgrade in running back. Not bad.
No, I like it. You upgraded your quarterback position tremendously. Like you said, Brian and Antonio Brown kind of swap out for each other. Losing Darren Sproles hurts, but with Wes Welker coming back, Emmanuel Sanders is going to see a few less targets, so I don't think that hurts you too much either.
Not a bad trade. Please rank these three in order for the rest of the year. Keep in mind, I do have Ryan Matthews. All right, so for the rest of the year, Donald Brown, Trent Richardson, or Justin Forsett?
Justin Forsett is going to be my number one right now. Number two. I mean, I know Ryan Matthews is coming back, so that makes me hesitant on Donald Brown. I'm going to go Forsett, Richardson, Donald Brown, just because Matthews will be back, and they have Danny Woodhead. They got another good weapon there.
Okay. Certainly, I understand your reasoning. Good logic there.
Yeah, you can go anyway, really, I think, with those three guys.
E in NYC says, who should I start in a flex full-point PPR, Terrence West, Droik Bell, Brandon Cooks, or Michael Floyd?
Full-point PPR, Droik Bell.
Like yeah, Bell. I think, yeah, I like Droik Bell's matchup this weekend.
Droik Bell's, he's got to be one of the most under-the-radar, underappreciated guys in fantasy football. I mean, that guy just puts up points every single week and does it so quietly.
Yeah, I know he had a fumble, and I think that's going to be a little bit of a concern for some people, but I'm fine with him.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to do something like that every once in a while. A quarterback's going to throw a pick. A running back's going to get a fumble knocked out of his hands. I mean, something bad is going to happen to every player out there. But Droik Bell, I mean, he looks just as good as Reggie Bush, if not better at sometimes.
Question from Adam. Couple quick start sig questions. Running back 2, Stephen Ridley, Terrence West, or Kyrie Robinson?
Standard scoring, I like Kyrie Robinson.
Torrey Smith, Calvin Benjamin, or Terrence West?
I'm going to go with Calvin Benjamin. I'm not a fan of Torrey Smith at all this week. Going to Cleveland, Joe Hayden on him. Joe Hayden has kind of looked iffy the first two games. And they seem to be targeting the other Smith wide receiver down there in Baltimore, Steve Smith. So I'm going to go with Kelvin Benjamin for the receiver position.
Since he has Stafford at quarterback, do you think it's okay for him to drop RG3?
Yeah, I think that's okay. He's going to be out at least a month, closer to 6 weeks probably. And if Kirk Cousins plays well, I don't think RG3 is getting his job back right away. I really don't. They're going to want to win the games, and if he's winning for them, you can't mess with that formula, even though RG3 is supposed to be the savior there. I mean, people in Washington and Redskins fans seem to be losing faith in RG3 after all these injuries and how yeah. he acts and in the locker room, and he can't get along with people, so I feel safe dropping RG3 right now.
So do I. So do I. I wouldn't be surprised if Kirk Cousins is the Redskins quarterback for the rest of the year. Got a quick email from Jag. He was offered Tom Brady for Rashad Jennings. Kirk Cousins is his starting quarterback. Do you make the trade?
Tom Brady for Rashad Jennings. You got... No,
you
I'm
got
hang
Giovanni
on to Rashad
Bernard.
Jennings.
What's that?
I would hold on to Rashad Jennings. I just like the depth. I mean, if you picked up Kirk Cousins...
No, I think he's trading away Brady.
Oh, he's trading. Yeah, if you're getting Rashad Jennings, yeah, I would definitely do that.
He's got Kirk Cousins. You're all right with that as a starter?
I'm all right with Kirk Cousins right now.
All right, he needs 3 running backs out of this group. Geo, Gore, Ellington, Bradshaw, Sproles, Bell. I think it's easy. Geo, Sproles, Bell.
Le'Veon, yes.
Yeah. Need one flex, Bobby Rainey, Droik Bell, or Forsett?
I'm going to stick with Bobby Rainey on this one, especially with Doug Martin playing tonight against that horrible defense. I got to stick with my buddy Bobby Rainey.
And then one last question from our boy Jag, Brandon Cooks or Kelvin Benjamin?
PPR league. I'm gonna go with Brandon Cooks this week. So like we've been saying, down in New Orleans, big game, fast turf in the dome. Brandon Cooks gonna get some looks from Drew Brees. It's gonna be a high scoring game down there. The Saints are gonna put up a lot of points. Brandon Cooks.
We got a very interesting email from the other day. Dear Bill and Ant, I'm just gonna read this one verbatim because it's strange. Dear Bill and Ant. This is Christian from Jacksonville, Florida. Please call me Ken Jin.
He wants to be called King Dog.
King. Please call me King Dog.
It's a typo.
Dog. From now on. I had a dream last night where producer Kevin O'Connell, I don't know who that is.
Maybe that's like my stage name. Is that my porn name?
That might be. I had a dream last night where producer Kevin O'Connell was the leading man in an action adventure movie. And was getting loads of nookie, loads of it. It was definitely horn, another spelling mistake, but he had Tom Cruise like luscious dark jet black thick hair. Weird. Congrats, Kev.
Definitely don't have any type of thick hair on top of my head, that's for sure. So it must have been a dream.
King Dog is 2-0. But facing the odds-on favorite to win the championship this week. I don't know what that means. Question, non-PPR, who do I start in the flex? Shane Vereen or Kyrie Robinson or Droik Bell?
Man.
Vereen, Robinson, Bell, non-PPR.
I love how after all that weird erotic stuff, it's like question, flex.
Yeah, and they're quick.
Tom Cruise is there without a shirt. Is Shane Vereen going to play this week? Out of those guys, I'm sticking with Shane Vereen. He's going to have a big comeback versus Oakland. I think, like I said, Oakland is horrible against the running back. Shane Vereen is going to have to be the guy.
Non-PPR?
I mean, it's one of those things with either any three of those guys, I don't think you're going wrong. I think they're all going to kind of have a similar production throughout this week. They're all going to be getting loads of touches. The Patriots at home, first game. Shane Vereen looked good that first week, looked really, really bad last week. I think he has a bounce back week against Oakland. He's more of a Arian Foster type running back than Stephen Ridley is, and yeah. Arian Foster just torched the Raiders last week. So I'm going to stick with Shane Vereen in this situation.
I'm going to go with Drake Bell, so it's all right. We can differentiate once in a while. Okay. Let's jump back to the phone line. One last caller before the end of the show. Tim in St. Louis is in a 12-team PPR league. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing today? I don't know how I can follow that after the last segment you just had.
Listen, the good news is you don't have to. You can just ask a simple fantasy question without divulging your dreams about our producer.
Right. I have a couple questions. One's in my flex spot. I currently have A.J. Green on the bench due to his don't know if we're starting yet.
Right.
Danny Woodhead or Justin Forsett in the flex?
I'm going to go with Woodhead here. Full point PPR. I like my man Danny.
Yes.
And then one more, Cousins or Kaepernick?
I'm going to go with Cousins.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Hey, you got it, Tim. Thanks for
Good
making
luck,
it.
Tim.
That was easy.
All right, quick and simple. That's what we like.
I completely lost the place on the emails. If you haven't noticed, I was bouncing around a bit.
Oh, yeah, we got so many in there. You just got to find something we like and go with it.
Quick and easy. I like that. This team is stacked. I'm somehow 0-2. I need help from Jacob. Who do I start in the flex? C.J. Spiller, Terrence West, Michael Floyd, or Mike Wallace?
A PPR league?
Yeah. I'm going to go Spiller.
Yeah.
This guy's been getting it done, man.
It's between him and Mike Wallace, but he's the running back. You got to give him the nod, and he catches out of the backfield, and he's going to get you return yardage and touchdowns potentially, so C.J. Spiller.
Let's go to Moreno in Waco, a.k.a. German in Waco. Hey, guys, I love the show and keep up the great work. I just have a quick question for you guys. I'm in a standard scoring league, and I need help with my running backs and my flex. All right, so he's got Monte Ball, Le'Veon Bell, Terrence West, Stephen Ridley, and Amon Bradshaw. Bell, Le'Veon, Ball, West, Ridley, Bradshaw. One running back. I'm going to think it's Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, if you're only picking one, Le'Veon Bell is definitely your choice right there. That guy's been
tough matchup, though.
Yeah, it is a tougher matchup, but it's not as bad as Monte Ball's matchup. So,
well, actually, you know what? He needs three of these guys.
Oh, all right, well, that's
he needs
even
a running back one, running back two, and a flex. So let's go Monte Ball, Le'Veon Bell, and Terrence West.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah, Terrence West, he's been looking good this year.
Speaking of Terrence West, let's go to TK. So I got a flex position in my PPR league that I'm on the fence about. I can either run with Reggie Bush or Julian Edelman. I'm worried they might try to spread the wealth around and Edelman won't get as many touches. What do you think about this one? This one might be the most difficult question we've gotten of the day. Reggie Bush is ranked inside the top 10. Julian Edelman's ranked inside the top 15. Both of them PPR monsters. Both of them have good matchups, and with the Lions and Packers, we're expecting a lot of points, and we're expecting the Patriots to just roll over the Raiders. What do you think here, Ant?
Yeah, this is a tough question. You got two good options here. I'm sticking with Julian Edelman right now. He's got the hot hand. Like we said, Tom Brady looks for him. It seems like he's looking for him before Gronkowski now, too. So
yeah.
Julian Edelman is his favorite target, is going to continue to be his favorite target. I like Reggie Bush, but he's going to split time with Joik Bell. He's going to take some touches away from him, and they have a lot more weapons. You got Calvin Johnson. You got Golden Tate catching a lot of passes. Eric Ebron's going to start getting worked in there a little bit more as the weeks go on. I'm going to go with Julian Edelman this week over Reggie Bush.
Got a question from the Midwest Pats fan. On a flex question, PPR league, Ellington, Sanders, or Donald Brown?
Ellington. Andre Ellington, you got to stick with him. Running back, like I said, Emmanuel Sanders, I think is going to lose a little bit of value with Wes Welker coming back and playing in Seattle. I'm not a huge fan of, so I'm going to stick with Andre Ellington in this position.
Question from Dan. Kind of in a tough spot with guys dealing with injuries, tough matchups in the Monday night game. Touchdown only league. So yards don't matter. Receiving doesn't matter. Need one wide receiver, one flex. Chris Johnson. Let's go with the wide receivers first here. Make it easy on us. Alshon Jeffrey, Emmanuel Sanders, or Mike Wallace.
Touchdown only league. I'm going to roll the dice on Alshon Jeffrey.
I think that's a smart move. And then one for the flex, Chris Johnson, Bradshaw, Pierre Thomas, or Sanders or Wallace.
I think this one's coming down to Chris Johnson and Ahmad Bradshaw. I like what Ahmad Bradshaw's been doing. He got in the end zone twice last week, which just makes me a little weary, especially in a touchdown-only league. Is he going to get in there again? Jacksonville's got a bad defense. So do the Chicago Bears. I'm going to lean towards Chris Johnson in that flex position.
Leaning toward Chris Johnson. Okay, I can roll with that.
Yeah, it's got to be him or Ahmad Bradshaw, I think, right there.
We always like to help our producer, Kevin Collins, with his fantasy lineups the last few minutes of the show. So, Kevin, do you have any start or sit questions that you'd like us to address?
Do I ever? I've had, like, nothing for you the whole year, and then this week it's, like, coming at me.
All right, that's fine. Go. We got a couple minutes here. We'll get to your team. What do
so
we got?
So, I got the team I'm 2-0 in, and I'm in first place here. I think it's because I drafted very well, Bill, and I'm in a very deep team here.
Team I helped you draft with?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So I have a running back, a flex, and a wide receiver slot that I'm kind of questioning here. So I have
scoring.
Half point PPR.
All right.
So I have Ellington as my running back, my second running back. I had Chris Johnson as my flex, and I had Roddy White as my wide receiver. Mm-hmm. On the bench, I have stashed Pierre Thomas, Kyrie Robinson, Terrence Williams, Chris Ivory, and Brian Quick. And I just feel like Roddy White's banged up. It's a short week. I might want to go in a different direction there. And then I feel like Ellington's going to probably stay now with this Dwyer. As long as he's healthy, he's going to stay. But Chris Johnson, by no means am I in love with. So I feel like I have the flex position and the wideout spot. And I have, like, you know, those two spots, but I have, like, five or six guys that could potentially play in there.
I'd go with Kyrie Robinson.
You'd go with Kyrie? And you'd sit Chris Johnson this week?
I would.
Okay. I think I have no problem doing that. And then what about Roddy? Would you rather have Roddy or would you rather have T. Will or Brian Quick? Because Quick's had a steady couple weeks here, and I picked him up on the waiver wire this past week. And Roddy just makes me nervous just because he's always seems like he's banged up. But
if Roddy plays... Start I think him. You have to play him.
Okay.
Only because it's one of those situations where the Falcons, their defense is terrible.
Yes.
And they're going to have to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a short week. But if they put him out there, I think he's still going to finish as a top 20 wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't think he practiced all week, so he should have had a couple days rest, hopefully. So.
But if he doesn't play, then, you know, obviously your situation is...
It changes.
Well, actually, hold on. We have... Roddy White, likely out for Thursday Night Football, so there you go.
There you go. So would you go with Brian
According
Quick?
According to CBS's Jason Luck.
Would you go with Brian Quick there or Williams? Terrence Williams.
Probably Terrence Williams.
Really? Okay. So you're not a big Brian Quick guy?
Not that I'm not anti-Brian Quick.
He's got... This is a half point PPR. He's got two games so far, obviously. Seven receptions in each, and it looks like
I know what his stats are.
Close to 100 yards.
I mean, would you just pick him up this week?
Yeah. And I was way down the priority, and I was actually, I felt like I kind of stole him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, go with Quick.
That's what my gut's telling me to do.
Okay.
I feel like Roddy's like just a big game. But if he played, but it looks like he's not going to play.
Nah, he's not going to play. I just read the report. I should have said that earlier.
That's fine. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. In Bill, I got old Giants friend Ahmad Bradshaw in my other league on the waiver this week. I just got him, yeah.
Nice pickup.
And I was down. I think I was five or six in the waiver priority. So, like Ant with... Who is that? Kirk Cousins' aunt you were talking about?
Kirky Cousins,
yeah. So I felt like it was Christmas morning when I got Bradshaw because I had really no expectation of getting him.
It feels good when you wake up and you see a guy on your team that you're like, I'm not going to get him, but I'll just take a chance. And
you wonder what the hell everyone else is kind of doing, especially if you're that far down the the wire there.
I don't know if my league mates don't know when the waiver period goes through, and honestly, I don't care. I want to win, so, you know, you're going to help me by not doing anything, please feel free.
Bullish on Bernard Pierce this week, Bill? Probably not.
I'm probably not using Bernard Pierce.
At Cleveland too. I mean, they good defense, tough matchup.
No, they're running backs have been running over the Browns.
Yeah, I feel like in general their defense is usually pretty tough, but maybe I'm.
Yeah, probably not bad.
I got that second league that I'm in, the work league. I got Eddie Lacy and Sproles as my two starting backs, so pretty comfortable there. And then I'm going to start Ridley this week, given what he did last week and given they're playing Oakland, and I think they're going to run the ball a lot. So I'll go with Lacy, Sproles, and Ridley as my flex.
You know, here's the thing about the Patriots running back, and it's been this way for maybe since Corey Dillon left.
Clock killing Corey Dillon.
You just don't know who's going to get the carries.
Yeah, I think they're going to blow him out, and I think they're going to be running the ball a lot this week.
Yeah, but who's to say that it won't be Brandon Bolden at the end of the game?
Based off what we saw last week in Minnesota, I don't think he's going to touch the ball very much. He looked terrible.
I mean, listen, I think the matchup is certainly great. I have Vereen ranked pretty high this week.
Yeah, Vereen and Ridley, I think, should both get a lot of carries and a lot of work.
Ridley, I have him at 30. I have him, you know, as a running back flex.
Yeah, and that's where I have him starting, as a flex. So,
I'm confident.
I get Lacy and Sproles as my two backs, and I'm using Ridley as the flex.
Nice.
And I'm going to leave Bernard Pierce and Bradshaw on the bench and start Ridley in the flex spot this week.
I think that's fine.
Me too. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
But big news, breaking news, Bill. Big news on Roddy White there. Good job getting that out before the end of the show.
Yeah, I got to send out a couple tweets right after the show now.
Yeah.
Anything else? You have any other questions? Defenses, kickers, everything okay?
No, I'm feeling good.
Right. Any last words before we end the show?
They're just looking forward to having a home game this week.
There you go, opener.
Really excited to watch the Patriots run all over the Raiders.
Nice. Good for you. Enjoy the game. Anthony, what do you got to end the show today?
I don't got a lot, but, Captain Kirk Cousins might be coming through for people. So if you're still sitting out there, go grab him. Toby Gerhart, listen to us. Do work this week for everybody. Tony Romo, same thing. Don't let people down out there.
All right. So for Kevin Collins, Anthony Grace, I'm Bill Enright. And remember, if you want to beat me in the DraftKings champion contest for week 3, ffchamps.com/Pats will get you the free membership to FF Champs. But keep in mind, when you come at the king, you best not miss. Best of luck to everyone in week 3.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.